Hello everyone, this is Gabriel for Yeshua with FleeBabylon.org. You can visit us at our website, that's www.FLEEBABYLON.org. And I'm going to be speaking on the subject matter of revolution. And I know it's a touchy subject matter to speak on. And by no means am I in any way calling for a revolution. That's not what this is about. I, of course, like in all my other videos, I will show from the Word of God how what's happening today corresponds with what the Word of God says will happen. The Word of God has already spoken of these things, and they are coming to pass exactly as God's word declares. And I'm gonna, of course, like I said, look at some scripture references. But before we do that, just kind of want to talk about what is going on in the news. We saw at the close of 2010, we've seen certain countries, Egypt and Bahrain, I believe, some other countries, the name escapes me, they were, the people started to revolt, and they demanded that their leaders step down, and we just seen a trend take place throughout the year of 2011. That, you know, many of the Middle Eastern countries, they were, we saw it in Libya, we've just seen all these countries who were, the people were revolting against their government, and they were demanding that their people, that their leaders step down. And I am aware that you have some elements that are involved that are causing this disruption. You have certain countries that are going in, certain organizations that are going in that are being funded by, you know, certain countries to spread propaganda and to cause the youth to revolt and to start riots. You know, they're being paid to do that, and I'm aware of those tactics that are taking place, but nothing happens apart from God's sovereignty. These things are supposed to happen this way. God allows these things to happen this way, and ultimately they are a part of His plan to bring about what He says will take place in His word. Okay, so we saw the revolution take place in Africa, Egypt, which is in Africa. Kind of slowly spreading around, you know, it even reached certain parts of Eastern Europe, and it even reached Western Europe and London. And even though the media kept swearing up and down, oh no, this had to do with a police brutality, a police killing who killed a young boy, a young man, and they tried to compare it to the Rodney King thing in L.A., and but at the same time they said the police don't carry guns, but apparently the police shot them. I don't get that, but the thing about it is the revolution's going to spread. It's already spreading. It's going to spread around the world, and the Word of God talks about that, and the Word of God makes it very clear that there's going to be revolution, there's going to be revolt around the world. And I'm going to go ahead and share, I'm going to look in God's Word and see this in Scripture. If you have a Bible, you can follow along. If not, you can pay close attention. You can follow along online at BibleGateway.com. That's one Bible site. There's another Bible site called the Blue Letter Bible. And there's another one called Bible.cc. You can follow along on any of those websites. And I'm going to go ahead and look at our first scripture reference. Okay? And that's found in the book, in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 21. And we're going to read, okay? We're going to read Luke chapter 21, verse 25. There will be signs in the sun and moon and stars, and on the earth dismay among nations, in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Okay? Men fainting from fear and the expectation of the things which are coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Wow. Well, let's take a look at that. Jesus speaking to his disciples about what will take place before he comes. And he speaks about the signs, those things. They're going to be heavenly signs. And we already know about the stuff that are going on in the heavens, LNN, you know, and all these YU-55, the asteroid, and all these objects that are in the heavens, these signs that are going to be taking place. And as a result, at the same time, these signs are going to be taking place on earth amongst the nations. The people within the nations are going to be perplexed. There's going to be confusion within the nations. That means the government. There's going to be confusion. There's things that we see that clearly. The leaders are confused. They cannot run their nation. They cannot run their countries. Okay? And not only is there confusion, but there's fear. These signs are invoking fear in the hearts of men to the point where they faint. That means they die. Heart attacks will be a result. Heart attacks will increase in a record rate. Not only because of the signs they're going to see in the heavens, but because of the perplexities amongst the nations. And then there's a statement here. It says there's going to be dismay on earth. This means confusion, alarm, fear that's caused by these signs. But there's going to be dismay. And Jesus says that there's going to be perplexities in the nations at the roaring of the sea and the waves. Now, spiritually speaking, the sea and the waves mean the people. That's a spiritual reference to the nations. Okay? And not only just a spiritual reference to the nations, but it's a spiritual reference to the nations that speaks of rebellion. This is a reference that speaks of rebellion. It's the same roaring we see in Psalms 2. Okay? And it's all going to be caused by the New World Order bringing their system into effect. Okay, the government's confused. The people are going to start rebelling, is what this is talking about. What Jesus is talking about when he says the roaring and the seas and the waves being the roaring of the seas and the waves, talking about revolution. The people are going to roar. The nations are going to be roar. Complete confusion and anarchy. Okay? No order whatsoever. Even though they're going to try to attempt to bring order, there ain't going to be no order. Complete, utter chaos, confusion, insanity. Death running rampant. Let's go ahead and look at another scripture reference. Revelation chapter 6. That's the last book of the Bible. Okay. Look at that. Revelation chapter 6, I believe. Or is it chapter... Revelation chapter 6. That's right. Okay. And then we're going to look at verse 3. When he broke the second seal, this is Jesus breaking the seal, Yeshua breaking the seal, I heard the second living creature saying, "Come." And another, a red horse, went out. And to him who sat on it, it was granted to take peace from the earth, and that men would slay one another. And the great sword was given to him. Now this is interesting, because here, not only we note the color of the horse, because there's four horses, this is commonly known, referred to as the four horsemen of the apocalypse, but here we have the second horseman, who's right on a red horse, okay, and he's riding around the world. It's the same horses we see in the book of Zechariah. They patrol the earth for God. They work for God. Okay, they patrol the earth. And here, authority, permission was given for this rider to take away the peace from the earth. You take away peace from the earth, what do you get? It's the opposite of peace. Okay, you get chaos, anarchy. All right. You get war. Right? But not just war amongst the nations, although that is also referenced here. War will happen also on a large scale. Kingdoms against kingdoms, nations against nations. Okay, Jesus also speaks about those things too. But also here it says that men would slay one another. Even not only from a large, broad scale, from a large standpoint, a broader point of view, with nations are fighting against nations, the kingdoms against kingdoms, but people against people, men against men. Even from the civilian standpoint, you see, even the peoples will be fighting each other. There's going to be revolutions, anarchy, and this is around the world. It's going to reach even into the United States. The U.S. is not exempt. The Western world is not exempt. Yeah, we see it happening in the Middle East and Africa. It's going to happen around the world. It's going to ensue around the world. Complete anarchy. And then we read, and a great sword was given to him. Now, this is interesting, because the great sword is a sword that is commonly used for assassinations and revolts and massacres. It's not a short sword that's used by soldiers, though. The soldiers would carry a short sword, you know, in the ancients, that could be easily maneuvered. But this is a great sword, and that's commonly a symbol of revolt. I'm going to end right there. You can visit our website for more information, more videos that go into greater detail, and that's fleebabylon.org, FLEEBABYLON.org. This is Gabriel for Yeshua, and until next time, shalom.